It's Monday, the 24th of June, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. The Kamanyab constituency is facing severe drought, leading local leaders to seek national assistance. Councillor Nico Somaeb told the Namibia Press Agency that the area has experienced over 80% livestock loss due to the decade-long drought, which is the worst on record. Despite ongoing food aid efforts supporting over 2,000 households in the area, Somaeb stressed the need for additional support to sustain remaining livestock and address food insecurity. MTC and the municipality of Omaruru have signed a memorandum of understanding to partner on an integrated digital innovation agenda. The agreement aims to identify common interests, assess areas of socio-economic smart solutions, and contribute to the country's national development agenda through transformative initiatives. MTC spokesperson Erasmus Nekundi has more.
The municipality or the town council has resolved and agreed to incorporate and adopt digital into their systems and processes and then how they do business. And the idea is really just for them to better serve the community of Omaruru and give them that quality service. And this to extend to things like bring about smart services, e-service, e-commerce, e-smart meter. So the whole umbrella is really to find common ground where we can work together in partnership with the town council, where we'll assist them in the digitalizing how they extend the services to their customers.
Then one of the two green hydrogen plants in South Africa has been set up in Kuga, Eastern Cape. As society explores ways to create a climate-resilient environment, Nelson Mandela University academics and stakeholders are holding webinars to discuss the benefits and constraints of green hydrogen in the SA context. Researcher Gary Cookamore.
What it does mean is that we have a new industry that potentially can come to our city that can create jobs. But ultimately what it does is it deals with the carbon, the greenhouse gas emissions in our atmosphere, and reduces the impact that we're seeing. So in time, that will bring change to us in terms of the weather.
Remaining on the continent, gunmen have killed at least 7 people in Nigeria's northwest state of Katsina. The incident occurred when the gunmen attacked a rural community in that state, Tese Makende reports.
Residents say the gunmen came on motorbikes and started shooting sporadically. They say about 100 people were also kidnapped during the Saturday night attack. There have been concentrated attacks and abductions for ransom in Katsina and other states in Nigeria's northern region in recent years by gunmen who are locally called bandits. In March, about 55 people were abducted in Katsina while escorting a bride to her husband's home in the Sabwa local government area of the state. Police authorities in Katsina, who have confirmed the latest attack, say they are carrying out a comprehensive investigation.
And the European Commission has warned Apple that it may be in breach of its Digital Markets Act. In preliminary findings, EU regulators have accused the tech giant of failing to sufficiently steer users away from its app store.
The EU's competition chief Margarethe Vestager says the Digital Markets Act was created to help level the playing field, and without it, says it's like a football match where one team is locked in the changing room. The European Commission says Apple may not be playing ball with its regulations, which could result in a fine of up to 10% of its annual revenue. The antitrust watchdog is investigating other big tech firms, but Apple is the first to be accused of breaking the DMA's rules. Apple now has a chance to review and respond to this warning, and says it's confident it's complying with the law. William Denslow, Brussels.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.